We're talking with Kathy Hutch today, Canadian country artist. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
You are presently located in New Brunswick?
Yes, I live in Fredericton.
Okay, great. Now, Kathy, you have a very interesting past there, getting started in music. You taught yourself to play the guitar by the age of 9 years old.
Yes, that's when I, well, pretty much started teaching myself, and it was just one of those things I was blessed to be able to pick up quite quickly and just kind of keep at it over the years. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, it's been fun, and that kind of led to some other instruments along the way as well. So I mm-hmm. have a great time.
That's great. So you had an interest in music at an early age, and I see here at 11 you were already writing songs and poetry and short stories. And great, good. You were interested in music. You had a 15-year hiatus from the music scene to look after your autistic daughter. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I have a daughter, Christy, who will be 24 in 2 weeks, and she has profound autism. She was also born with Turner syndrome, but I kept feeling there was something else wrong. I had read everything I could get my hands on about that, and some of the symptoms she was displaying were, it just wasn't, you know, just didn't seem to fit in with the diagnosis, and I mean, there's no question she definitely has Turner's.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess as a mom, I knew instinctively there was something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
So she was diagnosed when she was 3 and a half.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Since then, a lot of your music, especially one song in particular, has centered on making people aware of autism.
Yes, that one song. It was quite amazing. Just, I guess about a year ago in June, I started thinking, you know, I really should write a song about autism or from the autistic child's perspective. But I wasn't getting anywhere with it. I could come up with some, you know, words for sentences, but I just, nothing that was really feeling right.
Mm-hmm.
And then last September I was introduced to a man as a potential producer of my album because I had decided, okay, it's bite the bullet. I'm not getting any younger. And I want to go to Nashville and record this CD of original tunes. And so when I met my producer, BJ McKelvey, he came over to my place. And we, you know, just through talking, discovered that we each had a child with autism.
Okay, that's interesting.
So, yeah, so he asked me, have you ever thought about writing a song about autism? And I said, oh my goodness, BJ, I just started one and I can't get anywhere with it. And he said, well, I've got a title. And I can't get any further than that. So it was just, we just looked at each other and it's like, oh my God, this is meant to be. And so we got together about 3 times and wrote the song, I'm In Here.
Okay.
And so yes, it's very, very exciting. Our website, www.iminhere.ca, it's just phenomenal things are happening through especially the video that's been on YouTube.
Okay, so you've gotten a lot of response to that.
All over the world.
That's amazing.
It's very amazing. It's very humbling. And most days I find myself in front of the computer in tears. Like, oh my God, I just had no idea.
That's,
I really didn't.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Your music has led to a lot of awareness and a lot of connection between people with the same things that you're going through.
Yes.
It's great.
It's wonderful, yes. And so now I'm excited because I've just released my second single from the CD as well.
Okay, and the second single, is it I'm Not Afraid Anymore?
That's right.
That's the one we're enjoying playing here right now. That's great.
Oh, awesome.
Good. What was the inspiration for that song?
Without a word of a lie, Maureen, the night before I went to Nashville to record, it was 10:30 at night. I hadn't even started packing yet, and I had to be up in 5 hours to catch my plane. And I'd had this tune going through my mind, and so I'd worked it out on the guitar, and I thought, oh my God, I've got to go write this song. I have to have this on CD. And so, yeah, I went downstairs in the basement, and it was just a song about, you know, grasping the moment and believing in your dreams and finding the courage within yourself to chase them. Because it's hard, you know. Last year I walked away from a full-time full-time job with benefits, and just said, you know, I have to do this. I have to.
Okay.
And so that's what the song's about.
That's great. That's a wonderful inspiration for people out there that are putting their dreams aside.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, my body was letting me know that I just couldn't, you know, sit at a desk for 50 hours a week anymore. I had to do what I really, really loved.
That's great. And your album is called Not Going Back?
Yes.
So you're not going back, is that right?
Exactly.
Good, great.
May have to sell a house, but no, I won't have to do that. I'll find a way. I'll work hard. I'm not afraid of hard work. And, and the thing is, I love to play. I love to play. So if working hard means getting out and playing a lot, well, then I'm a very happy person.
That's great. You self-taught with the guitar and also over the years a lot of other musical instruments?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, I currently play drums in 3 bands.
Okay.
But I am going to be dropping, at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bands, actually, we're heading to the recording studio this weekend to finally do our CD of original tunes. It's a blues band, kind of the Chicago blues style stuff. So we're excited about that and having great fun. And so it's kind of the best of both worlds. I can, play drums with an awesome band. And I can also, go on the road, hopefully, with my own band soon that I've put together. And also I can, I'm very content with doing solo shows, too.
That's
great. I don't
have
a problem with that. So.
Good. So great. You're involved in a blues band. And also, I don't know if you still are or you were in the past, an all-female rock and roll band?
Yes, I'm still
having
fun with them, too. That's, it's not a serious band. It's just four women who love old rock and roll.
That's great.
Especially, songs of a social conscience kind of message. Not that we're really, really political, but... Mm-hmm. Just kind of good songs that everybody recognizes and loves to sing along with.
That's
great. A lot
of
stuff from the 60s and 70s.
Good, good.
So, yeah, we're doing that. And of course, some country songs, too.
Okay. So are you mostly country or more of a crossover, would you say?
Me? Oh, my Lord. I don't... It's funny. Somebody said to me, I think you're Canadian country. I'm eclectic. I'm a little bit of blues and rock and roll and country and old standards and,
That's great.
Love it all. So I'm throwing it all in there.
Great. And you have a fantastic website, too. It's www.kathyhutch.ca. And Kathy is with a C, too.
Yeah.
Your website, now, who created that for you?
It's a company here in Fredericton called Red Cow Technologies. They just did a fabulous job. I'm absolutely thrilled.
It is. It's a great website. And you can get information on what you're doing there and upcoming shows, I guess, and purchase a copy of your CD.
Yes, actually, right now, online, I'm registered through cdbaby.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a lot of people can purchase through that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some CDs for sale at CD Plus.
Okay.
And mostly I've been, selling at performances when I go play. I have, of course, CDs there, and I push them as much as I can.
That's great.
But, yeah.
Have you done a lot of different festivals this summer, or looking forward to some more in the fall?
Looking forward to some more, because this all started just a year ago. That's
okay.
When I just kind of started thinking about doing this, and it's really happened very quickly
in a lot
of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd like to be able to see sales skyrocket and all that great stuff, but, I'm not that naive to think that it's going to happen quite that easily. So it's baby steps. I have to get out there, get heard, get seen, because that's, to me, it's seeing an artist.
Exactly.
Making that contact, that connection with them on stage. And that's something I really love to do, is just when I'm performing, make a connection with the audience,
Oh, that's great.
Get them involved and have a really good time with them.
I think people really look forward to that, too. It's,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Busy, you're out there doing everything you possibly can, so I think you're going to have great success. It's amazing how far you've come in just a year, too, after a 15-year hiatus from the business.
Yes. Well, yeah, I just recorded the CD 9 months ago.
Okay.
In fact, it was 9 months yesterday that I flew home from Nashville.
Okay, great. And you made a lot of connections in Nashville, I would assume, too?
Made some lovely connections,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
I
was absolutely blessed with the musicians on my CD.
Mm-hmm.
And that was through BJ, my producer, who lived down there for 5 years and worked
mm-hmm.
down there. And so he knew and had relationships, you know, in terms of
mm-hmm.
business relationships with some fabulous artists. And especially with the recording studio that we went to. Faith Hill's musicians played on my CD.
That's amazing. That's
yeah.
amazing. That's wonderful. Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and,
yeah. I'm just, you know, pinch me.
You're involved in so many different things, too. You have a lot to do with a shelter for homeless young women
mm-hmm.
in New Brunswick, I believe.
Yes. Actually, that was the that was really the impetus for the whole thing, Maureen, was last March.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to sing at a fundraiser
mm-hmm.
for Chrysalis House, which
okay.
is a shelter for homeless young women.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my first time singing on a stage since I was really, I think, a teenager.
Okay.
And I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt absolutely compelled for the first time in over 20 years to write a song.
Oh,
and,
that's amazing.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
the more I thought about it and thought about the dilemma of so many young people out there today who
mm-hmm.
are homeless, who have no direction, who are struggling with so many issues, and, you
mm-hmm.
know, drug abuse and physical abuse, etc. And I don't know, you know, it's but for the grace of God go any of us, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt really compelled to write a song from a young woman's perspective who's been abused, who's been, you know, addicted to drugs, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just it's a song of starting over and saying, I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it.
That's great inspiration.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else you'd like to let the audience know before we go, Kathy?
Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen.
Well, we thank you.
And I'm thrilled with how things are going, and I just look forward to getting out there and playing, and hopefully for lots of people to buy my CD.
I'm sure that will happen. Well, we wish you all the best, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot more to talk about in another year. It's amazing just being back in it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank
have
you.
An awesome day.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Next up, we're going to hear a song called I'm Not Afraid Anymore, and that's by Canadian artist Kathy Hill.
Three. Didn't always do what was best for me. Oh, I've been trapped in a prison called fear. Too damn scared to break away from here. I'm trying to change. Sad remains. Just do what you love.